Good evening, everyone. Good evening. It's evening for me here, where I am right now. I even turned my fan off for this. That's how serious we're gonna get tonight. No, I'm not really gonna be bringing the room down. My name is Graydon Webb. You may know me as a contributor here at VGU.TV. I am also one of the hosts of the Weekend News podcast, also known as WIN, also known as WIN 1, the current format with the only news edition. I'm here because we are going to be starting the show up again momentarily, and I just kind of want to give you a little look at what we're going to be producing within the next year, hopefully, how things are going to be going, and what may be coming up in your newsfeed within the next week. So, well, of course, with this episode, which is hopefully going up tomorrow, and I will explain that why in a bit. So, if you have been a listener to our VGU.TV podcast feed for a while, you will know that our show has been going on for quite a bit of time. I want to say at least 2 years now. I think we're going into our fourth year of the website, and we've been not exactly active for that whole time, but we've been existing for a while. We're definitely not as... What I'm trying to get at here is that we are not as structured and stable as Emmett's podcast with Alan, The Players Club, which is still our premier flagship podcast title. So the Weekend News podcast has gone through a lot of iterations over time. It began with me, Alan, and Josh. It then turned into me, Alan... I think me and Alan for a little bit, and then we also got Raul aboard. And so if you've seen the thumbnails of the podcast, like cover photo itself, it's a wonderful drawing of myself, Alan, and Raul. And that is and remains the core team going forward, what we hope for. Raul has been on hiatus for some time. If you have listened to more recent uploads of the show, you will know that it has just been Alan and I. And yeah, so it'll probably be that way going forward for a bit. Raul is still getting some stuff together in life, and we respect that. And we are here whenever they decide they would like to return. But what does that mean for the Weekend News going forward? Well, I would like to happily say that it will truly be, well, not exactly a week in news. It will be the bye week in news. Will that change the name of the title? I don't think so. We're still going to call it the Weekend News Podcast. I like the way that Win 1 feels. The reason for the one change, by the way, is because if you listen to the beginning of the show, we took a lot of time to kind of run down the whole list of games that were coming out each week, and it was a lot. It got a lot. It got convoluted. Sometimes we got off the rails, which is fun, but it kind of, you end up with 2-hour shows. And so we wanted to compress that down to just what we've been doing now, which is kind of picking out a game on the horizon of the week that we really want to showcase, and then we just get right to the news. So that is our only news edition. That is probably the way we will be going forward, and we're going to be making this a bi-weekly show, like I said. So 2023, we're going to kick it off again. We're going to have every other week we'll be doing the show, and probably recording Tuesday nights, so we'll get some structure in, but if that changes, it may change. We will change the upload schedule. My hope is to bring back segments like we had before. God, I'm trying to remember them off the top of my head. Of course, you're going to get the news stories. Of course, there's going to be the rumor windmill. I would love to bring back Blast from the Past, which was something that I enjoyed in the beginning, where I showcased a game that came out on the day we were recording in history sometime. Hey, remember this game? Let's talk about it, your memories with it. We have our baseball segment. our Pokemon segment, our wrestling segment, which should be getting a lot more with this AEW game coming out. And God, we missed a lot of Pokemon segments, haven't we, recently? They weren't that good from what I heard. But I digress. So, that is my hope, is to have some more structure. Maybe we can even condense the episodes down so they're... Well, I have suggested we could go longer because it's 2 weeks of news, but if we could get a little shorter, that would be awesome, because the tangents, they can get a little out of control. So, week in news, every other week, 2023, Alan and me, and hopefully Raul soon enough. And maybe we'll get rotating guests in, which would be cool. I would love to get like people from other news outlets in. That would be awesome to get more voices in here and make it, I just want to make it a bigger thing. I love what Players Club has been doing. If you haven't listened to Players Club, it's in this feed right now. Go and listen to them. It's awesome shows. I really want to bring back what Weekend News was for the site. I think that could be really cool. And yeah, I'm excited. So if you are also excited, please subscribe to the feed. And with that subscription, you will be getting tomorrow's episode, which is going to be a recap of... Wait, did I say tomorrow's episode? I meant to say this week's episode, because I don't know exactly when it will go up. I know that tomorrow we are recording it, because we're recording it right after the Game Awards. Yes, the Game Awards are tonight. I'm shifting the time. It's tomorrow for me right this second, but as you're listening to it, it is tonight. I want to say it's at 7 p.m. God, I'm gonna vamp a moment while I look this up. The VGAs, the good old video game awards, the Keelys, as I think Javon calls them, December 8th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. So we will be here on the mics talking about our opinions on the Game Awards. You're going to get, God, what am I excited for? Hozier is going to be performing there. Love him. Joseph Fares, Daddy Fares, the patron saint of this podcast, is going to be there doing something. Who knows? Fuck the Oscars. And could Stray come out on top with this game of the year? I don't know. I don't think so. My money's not on it. If you haven't listened to our other... So we had a Players Club episode a couple weeks ago. Maybe it was last week's episode where we talked about our game of the year nominees and... some games that we think that we should all play before our game of the year, which is also coming up to this feed. My God, please make sure you subscribe. There's a lot of those games being talked about at the Game Awards. So you don't want to miss it. If you do miss it, though, you can always come back here. Please come back here even if you watched them, because you want our opinions. Of course you do. You want to hear our fun. And we will be talking about the Game Awards. We're going to be very tired. I should get some rest. So I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for listening. This went on a bit longer than I thought it would, but it's nice to just chat, you know? It's nice to chat. And we will return shortly with this Game Awards episode. And we will return even more shortly after with a brand new season of Win One. I thank you all for listening. I really thank you all for listening to everything that we've done in the past, what we're going to be doing in the future. We do this all for you, and we have a blast doing it. I'm really happy to be back doing it. I miss podcasting regularly, and... let's have a great year. Here's to year four. So thank you so much, and have yourselves a lovely day. Bye-bye.
This has been a VGU.TV production. For all of the hottest hot takes and other opinions on video games, music, and a lot more, tune in to VGU.TV.